A handful of Gibson's closest friends are at KBBI dedicating a memorial show to him. They're talking about Gibson's welcoming manner, his intelligence, and his passion for music.
That was his way. That was his way to connect with people, was through music and through art, and it was just so beautiful to watch.
Zoe Kramer was one of Gibson's friends. She says she can hardly remember all the times they spent making music together.
I would be like, okay, Parker, do your thing. He would just go at it. And it was so inspiring to watch. He was the one who taught me how to produce music.
Music really drove most of what he was doing. Played the guitar. He played the piano. He played the sax as a little kid.
Robert is Gibson's dad. He and Gibson moved to Homer roughly 6 years ago. Robert says his son loved Homer and made a special community here. Gibson became a peer educator at the Rec Room, helping to teach sex education and substance misuse and abuse prevention, among other topics, to students.
The Rec Room was just an unbelievable experience for him, to being able to mentor kids, but to watch him learn that whole process of being nervous about speaking, and then ultimately watching him field really tough questions from parents.
He says his son was also passionate about astrophysics and wanted to pursue the topic in college. Robert says his son went down to California a few weeks ago to visit his late mother's parents. He took a ride with a family friend, Matthew Kaplan, who also died in the accident. According to the Associated Press, the plane crashed near the Hespira Airport. The National Transportation Safety Board has not put up a preliminary report on the crash, nor the cause of it. Robert says his son will be remembered for his kind presence.
He fit in wherever he was at. He was simply a pleasure his entire life to family and friends and school and anybody he really met. He just had a way of impacting you in a sweet, kind, peaceful manner.
Gibson is survived by his father, Robert, and his sister, Danielle. There will be a memorial service for him on Saturday at Bishop's Beach from 2 to 6 p.m. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.